USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The governor of Louisiana is inspired by the recovery effect in New Orleans, which was hit by a massive tornado. Governor John Bel Edwards saying the aerial view of hard-hit Araby was amazing. He said one house was totaled and then next door the home was untouched. One person was killed and eight people were injured. President Biden's Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson set to appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee for day four of her confirmation hearings on Thursday. On Wednesday, Judge Jackson said she understands the constitutional constraints placed on judges.
Judges can't make law. Judges shouldn't be policymakers. That's a part of our constitutional design, and it prevents our government from being too powerful and encroaching on individual liberty.
USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
A new study is shedding some light on people who die with COVID and donate their organs.
Evidence is mounting to show that organ donation from dying donors testing positive for SARS-CoV-2 appear to be safe and do not cause COVID-19 in the patient receiving the donated organ. The COVID pandemic exacerbated the shortage of abdominal organs for donation by increasing organ discard rates due to the unclear risk of using organs from COVID-19 infected donors. That study was recently completed by Duke University.
Former Presidents George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and Bill Clinton, all remembering the late former Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, who passed away Wednesday at the age of 84.
It doesn't take a seasoned observer of international relations to point out that we are living through a time of monumental change across the world.
She served as the first Secretary of State under former President Clinton. This is USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has been video conferencing with governments around the world pleading for more support for Ukraine. President Zelensky, speaking through a translator here, tells Japan's parliament that tougher sanctions are needed against Russia.
It is very important for each person on earth. Without peace in Ukraine, nobody will be able to look into the future with confidence.
President Zelensky noting that if Russia uses chemical warfare or nuclear weapons, it would affect more than just Ukraine. President Biden expected to announce new sanctions while on his trip to Europe. The St. Peter's University Peacocks are already feeling the success of their March Madness Cinderella story. Guard Doug Eddard has signed a deal with Barstool and Buffalo Wild Wings, and Beth Sullivan of the school's admissions office says there's been an uptick in enrollment during the past 5 days.
It has given the entire community and campus sort of that lift that we've needed.
The 15-seed Peacocks take on number 3 Purdue on Friday. A Florida sheriff's office is reminding residents to remain alert after a deputy was dive-bombed by a hawk. The Martin County deputy was nearly knocked off his feet while on security patrol after feeling something bounce off his head. He discovered it had been a hawk after reviewing security cameras. Footage. The sheriff's office also said the bird was likely in nest protective mode. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.